July 1, the highest learning. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ, 2 Corinthians 4:6. This knowledge, the knowledge of the glory of God, is the highest class of learning that mortals can obtain. And we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us, 2 Corinthians 4:7. Human fallacies are abundant and specious. Unseen agencies are at work to make falsehood appear as truth. Errors are clothed with a deceptive garb that men may be led to accept them as essential to higher education. And these fallacies will deceive many of our students unless they are thoroughly guarded and unless they are led by the Spirit of God to take the grand and holy truths of the Word into their hearts and minds, accepting these as the principles underlying the higher education. No instruction can exceed in value the pure instruction of God, which comes from the enlightenment of all who will be enlightened. There can be no education higher than that which was given by the great teacher. There is nothing more detrimental to the soul's interest, its purity, its true and holy conceptions of God and of sacred and eternal things, than constantly giving heed to and exalting that which is not from God. It poisons the heart and degrades the understanding. Pure truth can be traced to its divine source by its elevating, refining, sanctifying influence upon the character of the receiver. At this time, when every conceivable thing is being brought in to confuse the people of God, let your spiritual eyesight be strengthened, and let your faith in the Word of God be firm. Know for yourselves that the words and teachings of Christ, which are the words and teachings of Jehovah, contain the highest instruction it is possible for men to gain. When any would seek to confuse your minds, repeat to them the words of Christ, "No man can serve two masters," Matthew 6:24. Let the word of the Lord stand forth clearly and distinctly.